Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Ladies and gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate, official journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 44533 through 44539 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on tract 44533, advertised as 3.5 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is JM Exploration Company, LLC. JM Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $875. $875, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $437.50. $437.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 44534, 44535, or 44536. We did receive one bid on tract 44537, advertised as 2,043 acres. Is for a portion containing 536 acres. 536 acres. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $117,920. $117,920, or a per acre value of $220. Annual rentals are $58,960. $58,960. Royalties are 21%. Received one bid on tract 44538, advertised as 255.54 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 100.01 acres. 100.01 acres. The bidder is Louisiana Delta Oil Company, LLC. Louisiana Delta Oil Company, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $20,002. $20,002. Or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $10,001. $10,001. Royalties are 21%. We received one bid on track 44539, advertises 4.534 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is JM Exploration Company, LLC. JM Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,133.50. $1,133.50. Or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $566.75. $566.75. Royalties are 22.5%. And that will complete the opening and the reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
On track 44538,
your primary term.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Oh, that. They 16 committee reports. Our first committee is a lease review. What they call roll call. Mr. Robert Watkins. Mr. Watkins is here. Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
Mrs. LeBlanc?
Here.
Mr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. Hollinshead?
Here.
Mr. Bradbury?
Here.
Mr. Boulay?
Here.
We do have a quorum. Want to hear a staff report on the lease review, please? And I'll point you.
Thank you, Chairman. Members on the board. This will be a real brief report today. Basically, according to Sunrise, there are 1,495 active state leases containing 615,000 acres. Since the last board meeting, the Geological Engineering Division reviewed 134 leases covering approximately 87,000 acres for lease maintenance and development. We have no leases to bring before the committee today.
Thank you. Force majeure report? That's it? We've heard a committee report and recommendations? I believe no action needed, correct?
Right.
All right. That meeting is adjourned. Nomination track committee?
I'd like to call to order the nomination track evaluation committee. At this time, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Segura? Mr. Harris?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Hike?
Yeah.
Mr. LeBlanc? Yeah. Mr. Hollinshead?
Here.
Mr. Watkins?
Here.
Mr. Bradbury?
Here.
We have a quorum, and I appoint Will Fontenot as my designee. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, committee members. Approval by the board was previously granted to staff to process and advertise 7 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the April 8, 2015 minimum lease sale, this office received 4 nominations for advertisement. 9 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the June 8, 2016 mineral lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. For the June 10, 2015 mineral lease sale, this office received 35 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the June 8th, 2016 mineral lease sale.
Thank you. I need a motion and a second. Motion by Mr. Harris, second by Mr. Hyatt. Any public comment? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
That completes the items.
Thank you. This motion and second to adjourn the committee. Motion by Mr. Harris. Second, Mr. Hollinshead. Committee's closed. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, as Vice Chairman of the Audit Committee, I call this to order and call roll call. Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Skura? Mr. Harris?
Here.
Mr. Cordova?
Here.
Ms. Smith? I'm here. Mr. LeBlanc? Mr. LeBlanc? Mr. Hollinshead?
Here.
Mr. Watkins?
Here.
Mr. Bradbury?
Here.
Have a quorum. I designate Ms. Newman as my representative and staff member to make this report for us. Thank you.
Here. As of March 31st, 2016, field audit collections totaled $893,740. This included $804,872 in royalty exceptions, $56,828 in interest, and $32,040 in penalties. The current number of open royalty audits is 64. Royalties collected in March of 2016 totaled $11,505,247. Fiscal year to date, that total is $174,772,747. At the same time last year, the fiscal year to date was $363,465,646. Monthly state royalty reports submitted for the month of March totaled 348. This included 120 for oil, 164 for gas, and 55 for plant products. The current average oil price per barrel as of March 31st is $39.76. As compared to the price last year at the same time of $54.14. This is an increase of $7.65 per barrel since last month. The current average gas price per MMBTU as of March 31st is $1.70, as compared to the price at the same time last year of $2.80. This is a decrease of 26 cents per MMBTU since last month. Item number one is the staff report to the committee that the election for April 2016 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement. Item number two, we are going to defer until next month. And that completes the agenda.
I have a motion to accept the report of the audit. Second, Mr. Harris. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, at this point, though, I want to make a comment that I'm going to make a motion in our regular meeting that staff address the issue of the what I call antiquated parliamentary procedure that this board has been saddled with for as long as I've been on it. Thank you very much.
Good morning. I'd like to call Legal and Title Controversy Committee to order and take roll call. Mr. Watkins?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
Mrs. LeBlanc?
Here.
Mr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. Hollinshead?
Here.
Mr. Bradbury?
Here.
Mr. Boulay?
Here.
And myself, we have a quorum. I believe we have an item to add to the agenda.
We do.
Can you describe it?
Designate. You designate me?
I do designate Ms. Emil Fontenot.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, sir. We're asking that we add an item to the addendum or an addendum item to legal entitled controversy committee agenda pertaining to a request from Shoreline Southwest LLC to negotiate for an operating agreement. That'll be item number 15. What I would ask your permission is to present items 1 through 5 and skip to 15. The remaining items are in executive session, so we can cover everything in open session here at one time.
Thank you. You hear staff request to add item 15 to the agenda and move it to item number 5. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this? Well, I guess the motion first. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve? Moved by Mr. Harris, second by Ms. Cordero. Since this is an addendum, we need to have a voice call for it. Mr. Watkins, are you in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Mr. Cordero?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Harris?
Aye.
Mrs. LeBlanc?
Yep.
Yes. Mr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Hollinshead? Mr. Bradbury? And myself? It's unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 1.
Item number 1 is a request for final approval of a settlement receipt and release agreement between Clayton Williams Energy, Inc., Plaquemines Parish Government, and the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board regarding mineral production from and attributable to disputed acreage of tracts E and F of the 9400 RA SUA unit in Louisiana Conservation Commission Order Number 890-Z, which totals approximately 112.8 acres, affecting State Lease Numbers 19706 and 20363, situated in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, which has been duly advertised and is on, appears on today's docket as item number 16-2. Staff recommends that the board grants final approval of the aforementioned agreement. Did I say? That should be on docket item 1612.
Thank you. We have staff's report and recommendation. Is there a motion to approve? Moved by Mr. Cordero.
Second
by Mr. Hike. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, that item is approved. Item 2.
That's an update to the board regarding an operating agreement by and between the State Mineral and Energy Board and Bridgeline Holdings LP to create an operating track regarding storage of hydrocarbons in the cavern associated with the Bridgeline well number 1, serial number 972568, covering unleased state acreage located in Section 41, Township 12 South, Range 13 East, Assumption Parish, Louisiana. No one from the general public attended a hearing that was held on Monday, April the 11th, 2016, regarding the said operating agreement. We continue to move forward with negotiations. This is advisory only, and no action is needed.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from the board, committee? Thank you. Item 3.
It's a request by staff for authority to place Radiant Oil and Gas Operating Company, Inc. on demand for failure to make production payments due to unleased state-owned acreage in the CON RASUE unit in Lake Curry Field, Catahoula, and Concordia Parishes, Louisiana. The staff recommends that the board grant them the authority to place Radiant Oil and Gas Operating Company, Inc. on demand.
Question. Yes, Mr. Hank.
Where is that in the process of saying pay us up? It's on demand. I mean, is the next step sued or what? Explain that process to me.
Jim Devitt, the Deputy General Counsel, is going to address that question.
Mr. Hike, this is unleased acreage within a unit, so our first step is to send out a notice according to the mineral code asking for information such as expenses that have been made and then, and we've done that, and then we follow up with a letter that says you haven't responded, and that's what happened in this case. You haven't responded, therefore you cannot now ask for expenses. So we've set this up such that this company doesn't have a defense to take expenses from 100% of our portion of the production, if you will. So that's the ordinary course, is that we would pay expenses. So it's set up now for to put them on demand and then go to litigation. That question will be discussed by the Attorney General's office, and what sort of priority to put on it would come out of that office.
So the next step is litigation if they don't respond? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. It could be.
Yeah.
We'd have that option. And we would ask this board for authority to sue before we did.
Are there any other warnings before you get to that point?
There were three letters that were sent out.
Yeah, you'll see in your packet at least three other communications with the company with no response.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Any motion to approve staff's recommendation? Move by Mr. Hike. Second by Mr. Bradbury. Any further comments or questions? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, it is approved. Item 4.
It's a request by CTR Oil, Inc. to negotiate an operating agreement with staff on 4.484 acres, more or less, of navigable water bodies or bottoms located in the northwest quarter of the northwest quarter of Section 18, Township 9 North, Range 8 East, Catahoula Parish, Louisiana. And the board requests that they be given authority to negotiate for an operating agreement. And we would request that the acreage would to be taken out of commerce until July the 13th, 2016 board meeting, or the date of the next meeting of the board thereafter, should it not meet that month, or until an operating agreement is confected and approved by the board, whichever occurs first.
We have heard staff report and recommendation. Is there a motion to approve? Moved by Mr. Bradbury. Second by Mr. Harris. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, it is approved. Item 5.
It's a request by Achilles Oil, LLC, for approval from the Mineral and Energy Board to authorize the staff to negotiate for an operating agreement on state-owned acreage, formerly state lease 10100, situated in Section 12, Township 6 North, Range 7 East, Concordia Parish, Louisiana. Additionally, Achilles Oil, LLC requests that the Mineral and Energy Board remove from commerce the acreage of former state lease number 10100, making it unavailable for leasing until July the 13th, 2016, or until an operating agreement is negotiated and placed on the docket of the Mineral and Energy Board for approval, whichever occurs first. And we request we be given the authority to negotiate the aforementioned operating agreement.
Thank you. You have heard staff's report and recommendation. Is there a motion to approve? Moved by Mr. Hollingsworth, second by Mr. Bradbury. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, that item is approved. I believe we move to item 15 now.
The addendum item 15 is a request by Shoreline Southwest LLC to negotiate an operating agreement with staff covering 216.826 unleased state acres, a portion of former state lease number 20783, which is situated within the boundaries of the EEPCC2RASUA in Section 31 and Section 32, Township 21 South, Range 22 East, Lafourche Parish, Louisiana. The staff has reviewed the request and determined that the requested operating agreement is in the best interest of the state in accordance with revised Statute 30208 and 209, and as such, the staff recommends that the board grant authority for staff to negotiate terms and confect an agreement. They further recommend that the acres be removed from commerce and unavailable for leasing until August the 10th, 2016 board meeting, or the date of the next meeting of the board thereafter, should it not meet that month, or until an operating agreement is confected and approved by the board, whichever occurs first.
Thank you. You have heard staff's report recommendation. Is there a motion to approve? Moved by Mr. Bradbury, second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, that motion carries. I believe items 6 through 14 are in executive session.
That is correct. And item number 6 will be a discussion of a compromise proposal received from Hillcore Energy 1 LP affecting state lease numbers 2227 and 17203 for settlement of royalty claims by and between the state of Louisiana, United States Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management, and Plaquemines Oil and Development Company for production attributable to certain units, namely the MQ RASUA and the MQ Stringer RASUA in the Burwood West Delta 83 area, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. Item 7 is a discussion of a compromise proposal received from Apache Corporation regarding units CC 11 RDSUA and 19-21 RASUA affecting state lease number 20459 in Lake Washington Field in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. Item 8 is a suit entitled BHB Billiton Petroleum Properties versus Ernest H. Turner et al., suit number 145647 in the 26 JDC, Bossier Parish, Louisiana. Item 9 is a suit entitled BHB Billiton Petroleum Property versus Ernest H. Turner et al., suit number 145648, 26 JDC, Bossier Parish, Louisiana. Item 10 is a suit entitled BHB Billiton Petroleum Properties versus Ernest H. Turner et al., suit number 145651, 26 JDC, Bossier Parish, Louisiana. Item 11 is regarding an ongoing discussion with disputing landowner ConocoPhillips, successor to LL&E, as to title disputed acres within state lease numbers 724-21150, 21152, and 21157, situated within the SIP Cars RASUA unit, 4 Isle Dome Field, Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. Item 12 is regarding ongoing discussions with the disputing landowner ConocoPhillips, successor to LL&E, as to the disputed acreage of state lease number 21092, situated within the 86 RASUA unit, West Bay, St. Elaine Field, Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. Item 13 is a suit entitled Hillcore Energy Company et al. Versus State of Louisiana et al., docket number 61-790, Division B, 25th JDC, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, as to Track 1, 3A, and 3B of the 4 RASUA unit, and Track 1 and 4 of the 12 MKR RASUA unit. And finally, item 14 is Hellas Oil and Gas Corporation, LLC, versus State of Louisiana and Plaquemines Parish, docket number 52-061, Division B, 25th JDC, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.
You've heard the staff request of an executive session on the above mentioned items. Need a motion, please. Move on, Mrs. LeBlanc. Second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public?
I got a question.
Mr. Hank, yes, sir.
This is a stupid question, Mr. Fontenot. This is a stupid question. I don't quite understand, and maybe you can just educate me. As I look at some of the items that we just discussed, and the request from by the lessees to negotiate the operating agreement, that lessee already has signed a lease with the state, right?
In this case, they lost a portion. I think it's 20783, a portion of that lease.
Well, I'm talking in generally, sir. I'm talking generally. And that is that when a lessee request to negotiate an operating agreement with the state, and you make a recommendation that that be done, that lessee already has executed a lease with the state.
I can answer that, Mr. Hike. Actually, they don't have a valid lease. That's why they're requesting to negotiate an operating agreement. They may have previously had one, but it expired.
So the reference to the lease numbers is may or may not be a current lease. Is that right?
It's definitely not a current lease. It means they used to have one, but it expired.
And so that's the reason that the request is made, that it be taken out of commerce.
Yes, sir.
But the reason that, I'm just trying to understand the process, so that the reason it's taken out of commerce is because that lessee has made that request and has been involved in that field before. Is that right?
That's right.
Correct. And
because my question then would be, is the state being best served by that process? In other words, what you're doing is you're saying, I'm going to take this out of commerce so nobody else can bid on it. Right?
Well, in a way, yes. There's situations involved. That particular individual has other leases, and they're developing the field, and through clerical error, as Ms. Talley said, the lease expires for some reason or other. It behooves us to work with that individual who has a controlling interest within the field. We're not trying to do anything out of the ordinary here, and we feel, according to statute 3209, it does give the board the authority under that criteria to work with those people who come in.
I understand that. I hope so, because we've been voting on it. I didn't know why I was voting on it, to be honest with you. But what you're telling me is there's reasons that the staff is recommending it be taken out of commerce.
Right. A reference to it.
Then let me ask you this question. And if that's the case, then why should we not know what those reasons are? Because in the recommendations, it just simply says the staff is recommending. So it may be behoove, at least it behooves me to know, why are you taking it out of commerce, you know?
That's a good point, and we will add additional information to our recommendation. A lot of times, the person requesting the operating agreement owns the well on that acreage, and there would be no competition if it were up for bid anyway, because they already own the well. It's just not operational.
That's a generalization. I'd like to know the reason that the staff is making that recommendation, so I can at least have an idea or evaluate. I'm not questioning what the staff is telling us. I just like to know.
Not a problem. We'll be happy to do that. And in closing on that note, also we referenced the former state leases. It positionally helped staff and other people to know that that was once an active lease. It's no longer, and we can zero in exactly where that unleased acreage is. So if that might help the question that you had, why are we using state lease numbers? That's the reason.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I think we've covered all 14 items.
We did. We have a motion and a second. Is anyone opposed to the motion? Hearing none, it's unanimous. Thank you. We're in executive session. I can get a vote to come out of executive session. A motion, please.
Move.
Moved by Mrs. Segura. Second by Mrs. LeBlanc. Anyone opposed to us coming out of executive session? Hearing none, we're out of executive session. Mr. Fontenot?
Item number 6 has to do with that MQ Stringer RASUA and the MQ RASUA. We're asking that the board authorize the Attorney General's office to accept the offer as discussed in executive session.
And a motion for staff recommendation. Moved by Mrs. LeBlanc, second by Mr. Hike. Any comments, questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item 7.
Item 7 is the compromise proposal with Apache. We request that the board authorizes the Attorney General's office to reject the current offer and present a counterproposal as discussed in executive session.
Thank you for staff's recommendation. I have a motion by Mr. Harris to approve. Second by Mr. Watkins. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Does anyone oppose this motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. I believe items 9 and 10, or 8, 9, and 10 are together?
8, 9, and 10 together has to do with BHB Billiton versus Ernest Turner. We're requesting that the board give the Attorney General's office the authority to reject the offer and authority to negotiate a boundary agreement with the landowners.
Thank you. Heard staff's report and recommendation. Is there a motion to approve? Move by Mr. Bradbury. Second by Mrs. LeBlanc. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, that motion carries.
Item 11 has to do with ConocoPhillips and the CARP, SIBCARS RASUA unit. We're asking that the board give authority to the Attorney General's office to make a common proposal as discussed in executive session.
Thank you. Her staff's report and recommendation. Is that motion to approve? Moved by Mr. Harris. Second by Mr. Bradbury. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the committee? Is there anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, that motion carries.
Item 12 is the ConocoPhillips with the 86 RASUA unit, requesting that the board grant authority to the Attorney General's office to counter offer what was discussed in executive session.
Thank you. For the staff's report and recommendation, is there a motion to approve? Moved by Mr. Bradbury, second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item 13 deals with docket number 61-790. We're asking the board to give authority to the Attorney General's office to accept the current offer as discussed in executive session.
You've heard staff's report and recommendation. It's been moved to approve by Mrs. LeBlanc, second by Mr. Harris. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
And the final item is the docket item 52-061. We ask that the board grant authority to the Attorney General's office to make a counter offer as proposed in executive session.
Thank you. For staff's report and recommendation, a motion to approve. Move by Mr. Harris, second by Mr. Bradbury. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, that item carries. I believe item 15 was previously discussed.
Correct.
There's no further items on the agenda, so we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dean. Docket Review Committee, Ms. LeBlanc.
The Docket Review Committee meeting is called to order. At this time, we'll call the roll. Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Harris.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Smith. Mr. Hike.
Here.
Mr. Hollingsman.
Here.
Mr. Watkins.
Here.
And Mr. Bradbury.
Here.
We do have a quorum, and I will appoint Mr. Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items.
Thank you. The following items are being submitted to the State Mineral and Energy Board for its consideration. Under Category A, State Agency Leases, there are no items on the agenda for consideration. Under Category B, State Lease Transfers, staff recommends that items 1 through 6 be approved. Under Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, State Agency Lease Transfers, there are no items on the agenda for consideration. And finally, under Category D, Advertised Proposals, staff recommends that Item 1 be approved and Item 2 be deferred.
Thank you. We need a motion and a second to accept the staff's recommendation.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Are there any public comments on this item? There are any public comments from the committee? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All right. Did that. Opposing. All right. Let's
and
see.
That completes all of the items on the agenda.
We're adjourned.
All right, we entertain a motion and a second to adjourn.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, we're going to take about an 8-minute break before the 11 o'clock. Lisa, obviously we've done that, right?
You're in the body.
Old school. We're not going to take a break. We're going to go right into the regular meeting and lease sale. Can I have roll call, please?
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Hike?
Here.
Ms. LeBlanc? Mr. Hollinshead?
Here.
Mr. Watkins?
Here.
Mr. Bradbury?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 9 members present in a quorum.
Thank you. Item 2 is the approval of the March 9th, 2016 minutes. I believe everyone received a copy through their email. Do you have a motion to approve those minutes? Move by Mr. Hike, second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to approving the minutes? Hearing none, motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Town Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee. Do you have a motion to approve those committee recommendations? Move by Mr. Hike, second by Mr. Bradbury. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to these committee recommendations being approved? Hearing none, they are approved. Item 4 is executive session. I was informed that we did not need to go into executive session, so we move to item 5, which is the award of the leases. Mr. Vick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track numbers 44533, 44537, 44539, the staff recommends that those bids be accepted. On track 4458, there was a bid by Louisiana Delta Oil Company. It was the bid was price was acceptable, as was the royalty that was bid. However, the track was advertised as an inland track with a maximum primary term of 3 years, and Louisiana Delta Oil Company bid a 5-year lease. And so the staff is recommending that that bid be rejected for improper bid. And if the board so wishes, since there was only one bid on this track and it was rejected, the board may open bidding to the floor. And that's the staff's recommendations.
Thank you. Let's set the motion to accept the staff's recommendation. Move by Mr. Harris, second by Mr. Hike. Any board members have any questions? Any questions from the public? Hearing none, those 3 leases are awarded, correct?
Correct.
Because I need a motion from the board to open track number 4458 to the floor.
I'll move.
Move on, Mr. Segura.
Excuse me, 44538.
4453.
I'll move on that one.
Mr. Segura has moved to be open to the floor for bidding. Second by Mr. Harris. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none. We're now accepting bids on track number 4453. Is anyone present like to bid on track number 4453?
38.
44538. 4438. Mr. Roy, you agree with that number?
I agree.
Thank you.
Now that we've been corrected, 44538. My name is Robert Schroeder. I'm agent for Louisiana Delta Oil Company, LLC. And I'd like to submit a bid on track 44538, portion bid, 100.01 acres. The bid is for a 3-year primary term, $20,002. Amount per acre, $200 per acre. Annual rental, $10,001, and 21% royalties.
Thank you, sir. Is anyone else present who'd like to bid on track number 44538? For the third time, is anyone present who'd like to bid on track number 44538? Hearing none, I'd like to close the bids from the floor. I'd like to ask staff, is this the recommendation on this bid?
The staff recommends that the bid be accepted.
Thank you. Board members, you heard the staff report and recommendation. Is there any questions? Mr. Hank?
The percentage, is that the norm? 21%, is that the norm?
Yes, it is acceptable.
Sir?
It's 21% is acceptable.
I understand that. My question is it the norm?
For this area?
Well, you know, what I've seen is in the past, I thought the percentage was higher than that.
It depends on what area it's in. In this area, there has not been a lot of leasing. This is Delta Farms. It's old production. 21% is probably what would be the base minimum acceptable royalty in this area.
Okay.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
So what is the typical range in, let's take the region and area?
I mean, offhand, I'd say our average royalty bid is 23%, maybe a little bit over 23. I don't know exactly what it is currently.
Well, as high as 25% on some of them.
On some of it has been 25%, but currently, naturally, the royalties have gone down with the current market.
Do you remember what the high was in this area?
No, I do not. We can get that information.
That's okay. Just wondering if it's always been... If it got to 21% in that area recently, or it's is this a historic low? Or
but, you know, this small tract it was a portion bid, and it was adjacent to a state lease 18651, which is a pretty old lease. I'm not sure what the price per acre was at that time, but when the staff reviewed this area, they set the minimums, and this lease, the bid was acceptable. It was within our range.
Thank you.
I would request that staff, when you make a recommendation like that, and it goes back to something we talked about earlier this morning, and that is, give us reasons why you make that recommendation.
I believe we can do that next time we go into executive session. I believe the staff wants to release their reasonings and...
So he just told me what his reason was.
He's correct. He probably should not have.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
We will discuss in the executive session.
In the future, we'll go to an executive session and we can reveal the reasons for our recommending the bids to be accepted or rejected.
But that's fine. I don't care if it's done, you know, in the hallway, but, you know, I'd like to know what the reason is.
Well, it may be a case where we may have to reveal something that's confidential, and I don't want to do that.
Well, if that's the case, then you bring it up in an executive session, but I think we need to know the reason for these recommendations so we don't willy-nilly just approve something that we don't understand.
We can do that.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, that lease is awarded. Announcements?
The total for today's lease sale is $1,039,930.50, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to $5,185,713. A reminder to the board members that the ethics disclosure forms are due to the Board of Ethics by next month, May the 15th. And last announcement is a happy birthday to Mr. Hike, who had a birthday last Friday.
Uh-oh.
21 again?
How does it feel to be 49?
I tell you, it feels great. Before we adjourn, I'd like the business. I'd like some time to make some observations. Is this appropriate time?
Sure, Mr. Hike.
Okay.
What was yours?
I guess my question to you, Stacy, I guess, or to whomever, is what's the procedure for getting an item on the agenda?
A board member can make a request and the chairman can approve it.
At what time? Like, is there a time frame? Or?
The agendas have to be posted no later than 24 hours prior to the start of the meeting, but we we usually send the agendas to the board the Thursday or Friday before, so preferably at least a week before.
So when you send that, you send us a rough or what, proposed agenda, right?
Right. When we send it to you on the Thursday or Friday before the board meeting, it's pretty final. If you give it to us at least a week prior, we can get it incorporated, assuming the chairman approves to add it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, to add on to Mr. Hike's comment, so there is no formal call for agenda items? Is that not in the process?
Yes, sir. Most of the agenda items are generated by letters we get from industry or items placed by staff.
There's no formal call to the board for posted agenda items?
No, sir. We haven't had that before.
That's a good point. Maybe we should have that.
I'm not sure what the precedent is for the process, but I know in other boards that there's a formal call for agenda items to the board members, some things they might want to discuss.
We can do that if the chairman agrees.
Well, hold on a minute.
You don't request it any time. It's
been fine. Because I want to go back to that issue. Those that have been on this committee, this board previously, has been made aware of the fact that I totally disagree with the parliamentary procedure that this board has followed in the past. And I don't know why it's that way, except that it's been done that way in the past, and to me it doesn't necessarily mean that's the correct way. I would like to make a motion, if this is the proper time to do that, that at the next meeting a presentation be made by whomever has the authority to do so and whomever has the expertise to do so, to make recommendations to change the procedure of our board. And include therein a call for agenda items from the board members to do away with this multiple roll calling issue that we have, to look at a way to avoid multiple executive sessions, and to request in our change of procedure that those individuals from the public that have objections to whatever is on the agenda, that they at least make an attempt to give us those objections in writing before they actually come before the board. I know that in the past that many have done that, but sometimes, more so than not in the last couple of months, those objections were just verbal, and it was difficult for us to absorb those objections on some technical matters without us being able to read them in advance. So I would ask that a motion, I'd ask for a second to my motion to review the entire procedure of the mini board, including those issues that I've just enumerated. Don't ask me to repeat it because I won't be able to. But you understand what I want, or at least I'm asking for. So that's my motion.
I'll second.
You've heard Mr. Hike's report and motion. Second, Mr. Harris. Any further discussion from the board? Any discussion from the public? All in favor of Mr. Hike's motion?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Thank you.
I do have another issue, Mr. Chairman.
You still have the floor, sir.
I know. I apologize.
Are you following procedure?
Mr. Chair, be careful now. We both have to cross that bridge going back to Lafayette. And I just want to make a comment. I appreciate the memorandum that was sent to us about the lease. I read it thoroughly, as I know some of the others have on the board, concerning two particular areas about the lease, some of which I have questions about. And I'm not quite sure how to answer them. It deals with issues of assignment and other issues. In addition to that, those of you that have been here a while have recognized that I've been concerned about the issue of deep rights and audit reports and that sort of thing. I still am confused as to as to how we get to the point of discussing what I think are significant issues. I'm not going to make an additional motion with regards to those issues at the present time, because I think we're going to have a lot to do next meeting just talking about parliamentary procedure, because I think that's significant. But the issue of deep rights, the issue of whether or not we have enough policemen out there to properly audit the bad guys, the issue dealing with the assignment and some of these other issues as we've tried to revise the lease are very significant issues that we need to take up and we need to spend some time on. In fact, my thinking is that maybe we should have a special meeting on this lease, because this is so very significant to the industry and to our state, so that we can have time enough to understand the differences between what's important for our state and what's important for our industry. So in that regard, I would ask that you all think about that between now and our next meeting. I know I've been thinking about it, and you know, it's important, I think, that we make the proper decision for our state and for our industry. So with that in mind, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hike, for your passion and for your adjournment motion. We have Mr. Hike, second Mr. Gore. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to adjournment? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you.